The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Moshe Hillel Kaufman.
Baruch haba, we're doing Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simon Kuf Chav Ches. Hechaz Chaydish Elul, Sifim Vav, through Yud Aleph. Sif Vav. Hashatz Sho'ayman Eslichis, the Shliach Tzibur that's leading the Slichis, Yis'atev B'talis Mitzuyetzis, Kaidim Shemaskal Ashrei. You should put on a talis with tzitzis before he begins Ashrei. Ulefish Yesh Sofek, Im Yuvayach B'chas B'ch Ala Talis, Sholoi, Kisholoi V'shoi B'layla, And since there's a suffix, if someone wears his own talis at night, if he puts it on, there's a suffix whether a bracha is made on a talis or not. Even though he's normally a ksus laila is pater in tzitzis, but here when you're wearing a ksus yom, you're wearing a garment that you wear during the day, and even though you're putting on at night, it's a machlekes whether or not you make a bracha on that atifa. So what do? Al kain, therefore, lo yitala shalai, you shouldn't take your own talis. V'gamloi talis hakol, and you shouldn't put on either the talis that belongs to the tzibur, because those talisim perhaps are considered like your talis. Ala yishaloi talis mi'achi, you should borrow somebody else's talis, because according to all opinions, if you borrow somebody else's talis, you're really putter from tzitzis. The only time you have a chiyuv is when you're wearing your own talis, and many times it was the tzibur's talis was considered as if you were a part owner in the tzibur. If in the times when everyone used to contribute to be member and part of the shul, so therefore perhaps they had ownership in the talis of the shul. But if you borrow somebody else's talis, so then certainly it's not a problem. It's not considered yours. Now, even though if you want, you can make a bracha. If a person forgot his talis one day, he's allowed to borrow somebody else's talis and make a bracha and have in mind to be yotzei the mitzvah with it. But if he wants to, he could also not make a bracha because he's not mechuyev in making a bracha. So over here, when we have a suffix, or whether you should make a bracha by putting on your talis before it becomes day, so then you could put on the talis which belongs to somebody else, and you would get out of that suffix bracha. V'im'ein b'nimtza talis klal. Now let's say there's no talis around. So, nevertheless, yechon loy maslichas v'shloshes say midas gam b'loy talis. Still, one can say slichas and the yud gimel midas, even though he doesn't have a talis, the talis is not ma'akiv. Yesh mekayim is noyegin shamispal slichas mispal gam shachres u'mincha v'gam marav shalafanov. There are places that have a minug that whoever is the shliach tzibur for slichas would also daven the shachris following and the mincha following. V'gam marav shalafanov, and also the marav that preceded the slichas the day before, the night before. Who called them la'avel l'mayel yotzeit? And the shliach tzibur who was davening slichas would have precedence to daven ahead of an avol, a moyel, or a yartzeit. Lemaisa, the minig in most places is not like that, and certainly a yartzeit, someone's yartzeit would come ahead of the person who davened slichas, not like the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says. Everyone also agrees that the marav following, meaning you daven slichas in the morning, whoever's going to daven marav the following night, also. That there is no minog even to have the slichas person daven, not anybody could daven for it. And they give various reasons why we don't have that minog anymore. Some say the reason is because that in olden times the shliach tzibur actually used to be yotzei the daveners, and that's something which we don't do now. He just leads it so everyone knows where everyone's holding, but he's not yotzei the daveners. They're davening. Other reasons also, they say that the person who davened slichas would fast that day, and since that's usually not the case anymore, so there's no maila to have him being the shliach tzibur for the rest of the tefillas. Toiv la'amayt ba'amiras ha'slichas. It's good to stand during the saying of slichas. When we shakasha lo'i, and someone who finds it difficult, ya'amayt l'chal ha'pachayis ba'amiras kel melech yoyshev, u'shloshes ha'midas. He should at least stand for when you get to kel melech yoyshev. And when you're saying the Yud Gimel Midas, you know, Hashem, Hashem, Malachim V'chanun. Din Amiris HaVidui Ayin L'Komen Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph Sif Tes. Sif Zayin. Yedakdeku Livchor Shatz Shispal Slichus V'yomim Neiroim. He should be careful to pick a shliach tzibur who'll daven slichas as well as on the Yom Neroyim, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. Ish shehu hagon v'gadol b'Torah, someone who's appropriate and accomplished in Torah, v'mais and tovim, and with good deeds, kefi ma she'efshel limsov, from whatever they can choose from. Obviously, different shuls have different picks of who they can get, so amongst the candidates, one who should be picked should be the one who is accomplished in Torah and is a person of stature. V'gam shia ben shleishim shana, as well, he should be 30 years old. She'oz kvar nach v'sichas hadom shal v'chavusay, because then already his aggressiveness, his literal taich is the boiling of his blood. I mean, the aggressiveness, his aggressiveness of his youth is already chilled. V'nechna libay, and he's more subdued. V'gam yehei nasui, he should also be married. V'yu lo yvanim, and he should have children. Shehu shayfech libay, so this way he'll pour his heart out. Umapil tachnunin, and plead with supplications. Mikirei salev, from the depths of his heart. The person who has more needs and is more subdued will plead in his davening better, and that will help the tzibur as well. Shevet Alevi was faced with a question that they had a shliach tzibur who was married, but he was under 30 years old, and the other candidate was over 30 years old, but not married. And the question was, which one should be chosen for the shliach tzibur? So he said that the married person is certainly the one who would be chosen, even though he's less than 30, because that reason is more pressing. In the Paiskim, one of the reasons is he's Dumya L'Kohen Gadol, just like the Kohen Gadol had to be married. So here too, but the person who's davening, he's sort of leading the service, he also has a, like the Kohen Gadol, to be married, he also should be married. As opposed to the Makar for being a Ben Shloshim, for being 30 years old, that's because in the Midbar, a Levi had to be 30 years old, but that doesn't take the same precedence like the Nasui. So Nasui who's under 30 would outweigh a someone who's not married and over 30. V'chein yidaktiku livcha tekeish yiska shayfer Rosh Hashanah. Also, they should choose a Baal Tekeya for the Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. V'chein amakvi lifnei ha-tekeya, as well as the person who's going to call out the sounds, which sounds they're blowing, and for the person who's going to be blowing the Shofar. Shu bali Torah v'yir, there should be people who are accomplished in Torah and Yir Shemayim, kefi ma she'efshel lahem limsov, whatever is capable for them to find. Mihu, nevertheless, kol Yisrael k'shem l'chol. Lahalacha, any yid is kosher for any of these jobs. Bakshei mu'utzel kahal, you should just be someone who the kahila is accepting of. They don't. You shouldn't have someone that they don't want. V'mroya sheish machlekes b'davar. Now, let's say you want to be the shliach tzibur or the baal tekeya or the makri, and you see that that's going to cause a lot of friction and a lot of machlekes, because there are other people who want it better, or some people aren't happy that you should have that position. Yimna atzmai, you should hold yourself back and not do it. Afa pishia misha enu hagun, even if somebody who's not so appropriate would be the one to do the job, more important not to make machlekes than to have the better person for the job and have machlekes. The Shulchan Aruch and Siman Nun Gimel points out that if you have a choice, it's better to hire shliach tzibur than to have a shliach tzibur who's going to daven for free. One of the reasons mentioned for that is because when a person is hired, he's going to be much more careful, much more exacting to do his job appropriately, as opposed to someone who's doing the job for free. He might not be as careful because he's not being paid. Sifches. Ovel kol yud beis chodesh acha ovel v'imoy, an ovel who's within 12 months of the passing of his father or mother, lo yehei shatz b'Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, should not be the shliach tzibur Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, v'lo yisakeh b'Rosh Hashanah, and he should not be the one to blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, elim ein acher hagun kamoyu, unless there's nobody else who's as appropriate for the position as he. Vimhu Toich Shleishim al Shar Koibim. Now let's say he's within the 30 days of Avelis for other relatives, not for his mother or father, but for the other relatives that he's chayev to be in Avelon. If he already had the position in prior years to be the Shliach Tzibur, the Baal Tekeya, so Mutter, so then he can continue on with his chazaka of having this position. Because technically, Shleishim is over once Rosh Hashanah comes in, or once Yom Kippur arrives, that already cuts off the halachas of Shleishim, and the person doesn't have that avelis anymore. The Mishnah Berurah, it should be pointed out, doesn't hold like that, and that even for Shar Koivim, that the person shouldn't be the Shliach Tzibur, the Shliach Tzibur. One of the reasons being is because we say even though the Gzeira of Shleishim is off, he doesn't have to have the Halachas of Shleishim, but still there's a Midas Hadin that is around, and we don't want someone who has Midas Hadin to daven for the Tzibur if there are other alternatives. Aval, however, the Kitzur Shulchan says, even though he just gave this heter, and Lo Hechzik, if he hasn't have an established background in doing this job each year, Vish Acher Hagen Kamo, and there's somebody else who's appropriate like him for the position, Yesh LaHachmir, one should be Machmir, and he should go with let the other person do it instead of him. Aval Kol Yomei Aslichas, however, during the days of Slichas, not on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Afil Be'er Rosh Hashanah, even to daven on Erev Rosh Hashanah, Mutter L'chol Avol Yoishatz, any Avol could be the Shliach Tzibur, Ach Loi B'Serach Sheva, not someone who's in the middle of Shiva, but even if someone who's within Shleishim on his father and mother, can certainly be the Shliach Tzibur during Slichas davening, just not Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is the issue. Siftes, Yachid ha'omer slichas, if an individual is saying slichas, he's not davening with the minyan. Eino reshoi loim ha'shleisha say midas dech tefilu bakosha. He's not allowed to say the shleisha say midas in a way of davening, meaning rather dech kriya b'toya b'nigna b'tamim. He could read it like one reads in the Torah, the psukim with the trap, because then he's just like saying psukim. He's not actually saying those words as davening or supplications. Many people, the minig is this, just to skip the Yud Gimel Midas if they're not with the minyan, rather than say it like they're just reading from the Torah. V'chein b'makom shenizka shleisha say midas, and as well, when any time the Yud Gimel Midas is referenced in the Tefillah, Kagayin, for example, v'zacholanu hayoyim b'shleisha say kudayma, when it says, and you should remember us today, the agreement of the Yud Gimel Midas, Yesh lo ledalig, he should skip it. The reason for that, Shulchan Aruch says, this because you're not allowed to make your tefillah look like it's sheker. So how can you say, oh, remember us for the good because of the Yud Gimel Midas when you didn't say the Yud Gimel Midas? The chayin habakosha yishayim v'loshin arami as well. The supplications that are in Aramaic, kagoyin machi u'nasi, v'chulon u'marin d'v'shmaya, lo yoyimim elabasoy. You should only say those when you're davening with a minion of 10 people. And the reason being is because the Malachi Asharis, they don't help take up the tefillahs that are in Arami, that are in Aramaic. However, when it's a tzibur, the tzibur don't need the Malachi Asharis to assist in the bringing the tefillahs to the kisei covered, and so therefore Ram says is okay. Sometimes it's very common that the tzibur is going a little bit faster in slichas than when you're up to, and they're ahead of you, and when you get up to machi or masi or mar devishmaya, and they're later on down, so you're not going to say it together with the tzibur. So when it comes to yud gimel midas, you have to say that actually with the tzibur. But when it comes to these things which are in Aramis, so as long as the kol is still saying slichas, you can still say machi umasi amon devishmaya. It doesn't have to be exactly at the moment that everyone else is saying it, so you have a minion of people saying it. It just has to be done during the time of slichas when there's a minion saying slichas. Yud. Avol also lotzeis mi beisa l'leches l'beisa k'nesis l'ma slichas. Someone who is in the 7 days of Avelis, he's not allowed to leave his house to go to shul to daven slichas. Mavad be'erev Rosh Hashanah, except for erev Rosh Hashanah, shemabim b'slichas, where the slichas is very long in erev Rosh Hashanah, so then he's allowed to leave his house to go to daven and shul with those slichas. Sif Yod Aleph. Hashat she yispal b'yom noyroim, the shliach tzibur is going to be davening during the yom noyroim, v'chein ha'tekeya, as well as the bun is going to blow the shofar. Zichin lifresh is atzman shleishi yomim, lifnei Rosh Hashanah, mikol davar meri l'dei tumah. Because the Shulchan Aruch says they should be Nizah and Tumas Keri for 3 days before Rosh Hashanah and before Yom Kippur as well. The Yilmadu Kafi Yecholtam Peusha Tfilas, they should learn according to their ability the understanding of the Tfilas, the Piyutim and the Piyutim, the Hilchas Tkias, as well as learning the Halachas of the blowing of the Shofar. Magam Yilmadu Sifrei Musa, they should also learn the Sifrei Musar, Hama'irim Eslev Adam, that awaken up the heart of a person, V'yirou Mipachan Hashem, and they should be therefore afraid from the fear of Hashem, U'mahadar Ga'inoim, from His awesomeness, V'kumay Lishba Yisraetz, as Hashem is coming to judge the world. And again, the better the Baal Tfila, the better Roshim will make on the rest of the Tzibur as well. Imlai Nimsa Lahem Toker Shu Baal Toya. Let's say the Tzibur does not have access to someone who's going to blow the shofar who is a Baal Torah, who knows the halachas. Yiru al-kolponim shehamakri Baal Torah. So they should make sure at least that the person is going to call out what to blow, whether should blow, you know, when he says tkiya, or shvarim, or tura, that makri should be someone who's Baal Torah, accomplished in Torah. V'hei baki b'hilchas tkiya shofar, and he should be expert in the halachas of tkiya shofar. She'im yera eze tos b'tkiyas, because this way, if any mistake happens in the blowing, yeda malasais, he'll know what to do. If the Baal Tekeya knows what to do, that's fine, but if the Baal Tekeya won't know what to do, we need at least that the makri should know what to do and be able to make sure that the oilam is going to be yaitzi the tkiyas. V'gam she'eda livdekes ha'shofar. As well, he should be able to check the shofar who kosher, if it's kosher. A lot of halachas, when it comes to the shofar, if there's a hole in it, or if there's a split in it, that could affect the kashrus of the shofar. Also, if there's stickers on the shofar, or any other foreign material that was added to the shofar, that can also be an issue. So, the person, if the Baal Tekeya is not baki in halachas, so at least the makri should be bucking halachas, so you can make sure that the tkiyas will be done appropriately. It should be pointed out that a shliach tzibur does not own the position, or if the person's the makri, he doesn't own the position. If he was appointed to the position, that's fine, but if he decides he doesn't want to keep going with it, or he's unable to keep going with it, he doesn't have the right to appoint a successor to his position. That's something which the tzibur has the right to appoint, not the Baal Tekeya or the makri or the shatz. When it comes to picking the person is most hogun, most appropriate for the position, be it the shliach tzibur, so it should be noted that even if a person has all the milas, he's more than 30 and he's married and he's a big ben Torah, etc., he still needs to be a shliach tzibur to be a candidate. If he doesn't have a good enough voice and he doesn't know how to carry the tune and have the tzibur be involved, so he's not a shliach tzibur. He's not a candidate to begin with. When we looking at all these milas of someone who's more accomplished in Torah and Yiras Shamayim, we're talking about choosing amongst the people who can do the job of being the shliach tzibur. Just because you have those other milas doesn't mean that you can actually be a shliach tzibur. If you have the ability to be the shliach tzibur, then we'll look at the other milas to pick the best amongst the crowd. But without the ikker for the job, so the other add-ons are of not any use. When it comes for the tzibur to decide who should be picked for the position, so even though the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Nun Gibel says that even one individual could say, I'm not happy with the choice, and therefore they'd have to find a choice that the whole tzibur could live with. In our days, says the Magen Avraham, since the shliach tzibur is not mitzi the rabbim, we go after roiv hakol. So it would be something where majority opinion would vote to see who deserves to be the Shliach Tzibur. It's not something where we have to get a unanimous opinion as to who should be chosen for the job. One last thing to point out is that even when we go after Reuven the Tzibur, even though some of the members of the Tzibur might be relatives, of course they should be making the decision based on what's best for the Tzibur, but their vote still counts in terms of calculating the majority of the Tzibur, even if they are related to the person who's the candidate at hand. Kol Tov.